The federal government is shut down. More than a million federal workers are going without pay, but some are still working. That includes most customs officials at ports nationwide because they're considered essential workers. At the same time, the Trump administration's tariffs are creating tremendous uncertainty for companies that rely on those ports to do business. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports on how the combination of tariffs and shutdown is creating problems for many companies that rely on the Port of Houston.
The Port of Houston handles more exports by total value than any other port in the country. The imports it handles, like industrial equipment and electrical machinery, drive Texas-based manufacturing. All that trade supports a lot of jobs, more than 3 million nationwide from all the states that ship through the port. But it also depends on a clear understanding of things like wait times at ports to process goods coming into the country.
If the delay is a matter of hours, that's one thing. If the delay becomes days, then that gets to be more difficult.
That's Ed Emmett of Rice University's Baker Institute. Emmett says customs officials are still coming into work.
Like the air traffic controllers, though, they won't be getting paid. So at some point, that could get to be an issue.
NPR reached out to the Department of Homeland Security to ask if they have seen an uptick in staff shortages among customs workers, but have not heard back on that topic. If those customs officials start calling in sick, it will mean longer delays for processing imported goods, and that costs money. Emmett says even before the shutdown, wait times at the Port of Houston were growing longer because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Texas Senator John Cornyn, a Republican, spoke in favor of Trump's tariffs policies in April at a hearing with U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer.
We've exported manufacturing to Asia and other, particularly China and other countries, that now appear to be willing to hold us hostage to those supply chains.